Welcome to Torah Dimecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rebecca Balazan, and today we'll be learning Shir Shirim, Perek Hey. Hashem responds to Bnei Yisrael's request that he should come to his garden and redeem them. He says, Bati legani achoti kala. I already came to my garden, my beloved. I took you out of Mitzrayim. I rested my presence in the Beis HaMikdash. But this geula did not last, because you sinned against me. And so, Ariti mori im besami. I've gathered my myrrh with my spice. I gathered the tzaddikim and the chasidim, who are referred to as morim besamim. Achalti yari im divshi. I ate my sugar cane with my honey. I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the yari, the divshi. Shasisi yaini im chalavi. I drank my wine with my milk. I brought upon you din, judgment, yayin, but I tempered it with chalav, with rachamim. And so, in order for me to come back to you, echlu reim, eat my friends. You need to eat and accept these yisurim with love in order to purify yourselves. Pasuk Beis. Bnei Yisrael responds, and they describe the great love Hashem showed them in previous times, and asks that Hashem arouse this love once again. Bnei Yisrael says, in previous times, when ani yishena, when I was sleeping, sleeping in my performance of mitzvos, v'libi er, my heart was awake, you, Hashem, would waken me from my slumber. Kol dodi dofek, the voice of my beloved knocks, you would constantly knock with your Nevi'im, who would rebuke me and get me up from my sleep. Pischu liachosi, rayasi, yonasi, samasi, open the door for me, my beloved, return to me. Shorashid nimlatal, for my head is drenched in dew. The Nevi'im describe the great treasures Hashem will bestow upon Bnei Yisrael if they return to him, the dew. And if chas v'shalom they don't return, kvutos resise laila, misfortune, laila, will come upon you. Do teshuva, so Hashem can bestow upon you blessing, and if not, you will be met with misfortune. Pasuk Gimel. Bnei Yisrael responds and says, even though you woke me up by way of the Nevi'im, I refused and responded as an adulterous woman who refused to open the door for her husband. Pashatati et kotonati. I already removed my robe. I removed my spiritual garments and I accustomed myself to a physical existence. Echachai al b'shena. How can I put them back on? How can I return to that level? Rachatsi et ragli. I already washed my feet, my leg, my body is now accustomed to a life of tainug, of pleasure. Echachai et nafim. How can I soil them up? How can I give up these pleasures? Pasuk Dalid, even though we refuse the words of the Nevi'im, nevertheless, Dodi shalach yado min hachor, Hashem sent his hand through a hole. Even though my sins created a wall between us, between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem had mercy on me and sent his hand from under the kisei ha'kavod via a small hole to receive us, to arouse us to the point that may I hamul alav, my innards longed for him. Pasuk Hey, Kamti ani liftoch l'dodi. I got up to open the door for my beloved. I started to slowly return. V'yadai natzfu mor v'atzmosai mor over. And my hands dripped myrrh, and my fingers flowed myrrh. Meaning, I still didn't leave the indulgences and physical pleasures of this world. Al kapot haman'ol. On the handles of the lock. These pleasures dripped on the lock of the door and did not allow me to open the door. They prevented me from connecting to my beloved. Patachti ani l'dodi. When I finally opened the door for my beloved, v'dodi chamak avar, my beloved had vanished and gone. Hashem left and disappeared from me. Bakashtihu v'lo matzativ. Now I searched for him and I didn't find him. Karativ v'lo anani. I called out to him, but he didn't answer me. Pasuk Zayin. Matzauni hashomrim hasovavim be'ir. When I left, the other nations found me. Hikuni, pitzauni, they hit me, they wounded me. Nasu esri didi me'alai shomei hachamos. They removed my ornaments from me. The angels of injury took my crowns that I received at Har Sinai. Pasuk Ches. Bnei Yisrael asks the Umos Ha'olam. Hishpati etchem b'nosh Yerushalayim. I bind you by oath, nations of the world. Imtumtsu estodi. When you find my beloved, la'asid lovo, in the future, at the time of the geula, matagidulo. Please tell him, please testify, shecholas ava ani, that I am lovesick for him, that I stuck to him in all situations, even in the greatest of suffering. Nations cannot comprehend the hidden secret in Klal Yisrael's loyalty to Hashem. In what other religion are people willing to live under tough conditions and give their lives in order to remain loyal? And so they ask, Madodech midor hayafa ben Hashem? In what way does your beloved excel from another beloved, most beautiful among women? What is special about your God, Knesset Yisrael? Mato Dech Midod, what does your beloved excel another beloved that you are willing to be killed or severely punished for him? Pasuk Yud, Knesset Yisrael answers the nations that Hashem only afflicts us in order to clean us from sin. Dodi Tzach Va'adom, the red, the suffering only comes L'tzach Tzich, to cleanse us, to make us shine. The goal of this is that we can be worthy to surround him with the flags of Klal Yisrael. Dogol Merivava. This belief is what helps Klal Yisrael through the difficult times. The suffering is not random. It is all in order to purify and prepare us for the Yemos HaMashiach. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Bnei Yisrael continues. I tolerate the suffering for the sake of the Rosh, namely the golden, valuable Torah, the Kesem Paz, the finest of gold, which is the Rosh and the Rishon, the first of all things created before creation, the creation of the world. I tolerate the suffering for the sake of the Torah. Kvutosav Taltalim, its locks hang, as many secrets hang on the protrusions of the letters of the Torah. Shchorot ka'orev, black like a raven. Bnei Yisrael are compared to a raven. When a raven is born, it's white, and it looks different from its parents, which are black. Its parents, therefore, think that this young bird does not actually belong to them, and so they leave the bird to fend for himself. At that point, since the raven is on his own, he has to work to find himself food and sustenance. From the hard work and the toil, the raven becomes blackened. At that time, the mother sees him and understands that he really belongs to her. She embraces him and brings him back to the family. The same is true with Torah. Sometimes people have things which make it difficult to learn. They have trouble understanding, perhaps they can't focus, they don't have the peace of mind, and sometimes there are decrees against Torah learning and keeping the mitzvot. All these obstacles are there so that Klal Yisrael will work hard to overcome them, and they're willing to sacrifice for the sake of them. This blackens them, and they become recognizable and beloved in the eyes of Hashem, and He draws them close. It is the toil in Torah and the sacrifices we make to keep it and to learn it, which causes Hashem to draw us close to Him. Pasuk Yud-Beis, Einav Kayonim al Afike Mayim. His eyes are like doves upon brooks of water. Even though it seems like eyes are on the Rasha'im, the Afike Mayim, to bestow upon them good, like the doves, without difficulty or bitterness, it is really Rochzot B'chalav, bathed in milk. Just as a mother's milk comes from her life force, her blood, so too this good the Rasha'im receive really stems from red, from Midas Hadim, from judgment. Hashem bestows good upon them, upon the Umos HaOlam, so they receive the reward for their good deeds until they are malay, until they are full. They receive their portion, and then He will be able to give them their harsh punishment. Pasuk Yud Gimel, in contrast to the influence that the Rasha'im receive, which is for their bad, the Yisurim that the Tzaddikim receive is for their good. L'chayav ka'aruga habosem, migdolot merchakim. His cheeks are like beds of spice, like towers of perfume. The cheeks, where the food is ground, symbolizing the Yisurim of the Tzaddikim. When a Tzaddik suffers, it is like spices that are ground, which give forth a beautiful smell. When a Tzaddik is afflicted, his potential is revealed, and he elevates Hashem's name in this world. These Yisurim are like notfot, dripping drops, as they pass. They are short-lived and then more over, passing myrrh. The smell of the myrrh chases away the bad smells. The Yisurim cleanses of our sins and Hashem's anger over. It passes. It subsides. Pasuk Yidalid, Yadav Galilei Zahav. His hands are like rolls of gold. Even when Hashem acts with Midas Hadin, His goal is only to destroy the filth of the sin. Me'av Eshet Shein. Like the discoloration of a tooth. Me'ulefet Sapirim. Overlaid with sapphires. Eventually, the discoloration and filth of our chata'im, of our sins, will sparkle like sapphires. Tesvav, Shokav Amudei Shesh. Hashem's legs are like pillars of marble, which are so heavy they cannot move, meaning Hashem does not move His presence from us. Miusadim al Adnei Paz, which are set in or established on sockets of fine gold. The resting of Ashkina is based on the Adnei Paz, the Tzaddikim, and he appears to us in different ways. Ma'eu Kalavonon Bachor Karazim. At the Yamsuf, Hashem appeared to us as a Bachor, a young man, and at Matan Torah, He appeared as a Zakein, an old man, filled with compassion. Chiko Mamtakim V'kulo Machmadim. Pasuk Tetzayim. The words of His palate are sweet, and He is all delight. Zedodi V'zerei B'not Yerushalayim. Nations of the world, in the future, our relationship will be complete. Though now, Hashem is just my Rea, my friend. In the future, We will reach the point of Nisuim, the wedding, and then he will be my dod, my beloved. I think that these words are so powerful and so relevant to the Yamim Noraim, the time period we find ourselves in right now. We know that no matter where a Yid is in the world, there's always that pintle Yid inside. And we say in our Pesukim, Ani Yesheina, though I may be sleeping from mitzvos, maybe I'm disconnected, Ani Yesheina, libi er. There is a part of me in my heart that is alive, that waits and yearns to reconnect. And so, during this time, Hashem leaves his palace, the king leaves his place, and he comes to find us in the field, Hamelach Basada, and he knocks on our hearts, and he pleads with us, Pischili achosi rayasi yonasi, koldi do fake. The voice of my beloved knocks, and he says, open for me your hearts, my beloved, my beautiful, my perfect one. I want to reconnect. I want to come back. Let's start again. Let's renew. And unfortunately, so many times, we come up with excuses. We're overcome with a temporary insanity, and we say, I already washed my feet. How can I get them dirty again? I already got undressed. How can I get myself dressed to come and open the door? And we come up with all these excuses and reasons why now is not the time, and I really can't do what I need to do or take the steps to reconnect. And perhaps it's just not going to fit into my life to do that extra learning or to be more careful in the mitzvahs and the observance. And so we make excuses. We're overcome with a temporary insanity. And Hashem knocks and he knocks and he knocks. And then finally he starts to leave. And we realize what happens, and we run after, and we open the door. But unfortunately, our beloved has passed, and we start to look for him, and we go out into the streets, and we call for him, but he is no longer there. It is my hope that through learning these words of Shir HaShirim, specifically at this time, that we take time to reflect upon Hashem's voice that's banging on our hearts and asking us to open. We just need to open it a little. Pitzchuli petach shamachak, the eye of a needle, and then Hashem will open it all the way. He will bring us close to him. He will reunite with us. And Amir Tashem, it will be with the Geula Shlema b'mheira v'yameinu. Thank you for studying together in the memory of our beloved father and grandfather, Ted Ordin, Mordechai ben Ephraim, and Miriam Golda, in commemoration of his 10th Yahrzeit. His family is forever grateful for his devotion to family, vision, courage, and optimism. May the merit of our collective learning elevate his neshama and bring unity and peace to Klal Yisrael. Helen and Moshe Sassavar and family.